In today's Takeout Therapy mini session, I'm going to teach you three magic words that will instantly cure your distraction problem. We're going to use cognitive behavioral therapy, a little bit of body-based therapy, and my usual dose of tough love. Stick around. Let's get some stuff done. Welcome to today's mini session. I'm Rebecca Hunter, a seasoned therapist and coach here to bring you a short, therapy-informed insight for your week with mindfulness and self-compassion, and way less overthinking. These quick episodes are for busy empaths ready to feel more grounded and navigate life with way less chaos. Find more tools anytime at takeouttherapy.com. Well, hello there, friend. I'm so glad you stopped in today. I've got a super short one for you. If you ever feel frustrated by your ability to get distracted easily, this is a trick that you can use to just get yourself right back on track. What I want to talk about comes from cognitive behavioral therapy. And if you've been listening to the podcast for any length of time, a lot of the work I do is actually cognitive behavioral therapy, but you'll also hear some somatic therapy worked in there. Somatic therapy is a body-based therapy, while cognitive behavioral therapy is a mind-based therapy. So what I'm doing when I'm using both cognitive behavioral therapy and somatic therapy is we're working from two angles. We're working from the mind and the body. So there's two steps to this trick. So I was just working on my computer and I'm supposed to be recording. I have got a whole list of podcasts I'm recording today and they are going to be good. So stick around. Then I got distracted by an email. So all of a sudden, I'm not recording my podcast. I'm no longer in the podcast studio. I'm now doing email. This is a big no, because when we let our brain's task switch like that, it kills our ability to avoid distraction. So you want to practice not allowing for distraction. If you're somebody who suffers from the same ailment that I do, which is the squirrel syndrome of like, oh, look, something over here. Anywho, so this is my trick, and it's pretty simple. But in general, when you notice that you're distracted from whatever the hell you're supposed to be doing, you say a short phrase. I'll give it to you in a second. You take a slow couple of breaths. Did I say deep? Nope, I did not. I said slow. You just take a couple of slow breaths right after saying this three-word phrase, because we're going to do a little rewiring of the brain here. Repetition is key, right? So you say a little phrase, and then you take a couple slow breaths, and you go back to what you were doing without any more thought, without any more inner commentary about your opinion, about the fact that you're so distracted all the time. And my statement that I'm going to share with you in this specific instance, right? I'm on the computer. All of a sudden, I'm on the wrong tab and I'm going hog wild. I wake the hell up from the trance that I was just in. And I say, this can wait. This can wait. Could it possibly be any simpler? But now we have to get to the next part. And what I do, this is the tough love part. So it might be really hard for some of you, but this is what I do because it freaking works. I get out of whatever I was in immediately. I just X out. You know, the little red X. And when I say X out, I mean, if I was so deep into that email that I actually was halfway through, maybe done, maybe getting ready to send, when I noticed that I'm in the wrong task, I X out. Do I save the draft? No, I do not save anything that I was working on when I got distracted. This is just my extra little loving pat on the back and encouragement to stay focused, because I just said, this can wait. I took a couple slow breaths while I X'd out. Save draft? No. And I go immediately back to what I'm doing. And I just want to highlight this last part for you because there's no internal dialogue. There's no opinion about what just happened, because believe me, you, I could go into a spiral. Like, I was 3/4 of the way through an email and I just have to toss it now because of my silly rules. But I'll tell you, this little skill set exercises a couple of different things and really will help your mind to understand the difference between focus and distraction. Because when you take away the reward of the distraction, your brain does not like that, friend. That baby wants more reward all the time. So that's why you do this in this way. X out, no saving drafts. I don't care if you were halfway through your manifesto, dude. X out. Distraction is one of the worst killers of our creativity. And so sometimes in my workflow, I allow for distraction, and sometimes I use this skill. So you get to choose. You always get to choose when you do your work. Nothing is written in stone. It's your project, friend. Just continue on with it. I hope this is super helpful for you today. In this episode, I hope you've learned that your brain wants to be distracted, but it doesn't get to be in charge. You can interrupt that trance with one clear phrase and a couple of slow breaths and maybe a little tough love. And yeah, it might mean throwing out a half-written email. That's the whole point. That's your mini session for today. Practice this small shift this week, and I'll see you for the full episode on Friday. And remember, you can always find more support at takeouttherapy.com. Until next time, take really good care of yourself, friend, and I will too.